Last week, as you know, was our 10th anniversary show. This kicks off our season 11 right now this week. We never take a break, so hope you love it because we are going to be here with you every single week. Incidentally, now just to kind of get into the tech a little bit, some of the things that you may encounter as an end user, I really hit it hard last week as far as feeling like that end user. Our studio laptop uses Windows 10. I got here early for episode number 523 because it's our 10th anniversary. We've got to get everything set up. We had a lot of things to do and fired up the laptop for the first time since the previous week's show.
Right.
Windows 10 decided, hey, it's time to update itself. No problem, right? We're used to that. It happens.
It happens.
Every Tuesday they've got their updates kind of thing or the first Tuesday of the month or however it works. Yeah. I don't know what
it's
the
Tuesday
schedule
thing.
It's a Tuesday thing. So we fire it up on a Wednesday morning. Guess what happens? It starts running these updates. So while I'm supposed to be setting things up on the laptop, instead I've got the blue screen that says, do not turn off your computer. Please wait while Windows updates things. And I waited.
Ever and ever.
It was a busy day, folks. I'll just tell you right up straight honest. Season 10 finale show was a busy day.
It was a busy day. It was a rocking day. It was.
So I was thrilled, as Microsoft noticed with my tweets. I was thrilled that that they were doing this to me. And then when it was finished, I thought, yay, I can finally get my work done. And their update broke my bootloader. So I can't even turn on the laptop anymore.
Oy, oy.
Yeah. So this is the day of the anniversary show. So anyway, so all that to say, it happened to me. It really did. And we've got ways around this. So what I did is I created what's called a Rescatux boot USB flash drive. You can download it online. We've got the link below for you. Rescatux is a flavor of Linux that is built to help you fix computers. What it does is it detects, by booting from that USB flash drive, it detects the installed operating systems on the computer. It ignores the bootloader altogether because my bootloader is now botched, and it boots up the computer anyway.
Yes.
So now, using a USB flash drive that has Linux on it, I'm able to boot into Microsoft Windows 10. Thank you, Rescatux. Thank you, Linux. Once again, you win, and Windows 10
does not.
Not so much.